Hello, I'm Captain Bob May from Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Thank you very much, and a good morning to you, Captain Bob, on the bridge this morning in the No Wake Zone. We've got an hour-packed show for you today. We're going to talk to Marine Max's Ben Venz, talk about Nautique and their special wave classes that they do. Celebration Cruise christening. We got a new cruise boat on the lake. We'll have that for you. Plus, we're going to talk about dock electric and dock safety today. Fiberglass recycling. Jim Flannery wrote a great article. We'll have him on the Boat U.S. guest line a little bit later. And to wrap up the show today, catfish hunter Captain Anthony Ford with his new boat called the Landing Craft Boat. We're going to talk to him as well later in the program. And our show this morning presented in part by our friends at Hydrohoist Marine Group. The guys have a special offer now through the end of Labor Day or through Labor Day weekend. $100 off their HP Pro. That's the Hydroport. That's the one for your personal watercraft. It's the docking platform. So check out boatlift.com. Get a hold of Joanne Clark at the Lynn Creek location. I'll give you that info in just a moment. But I also have some very interesting new news from Hydrohoist. Of course, when you're the market innovator and originator of the lift, they basically invented this thing. They've got a new product called the HP Extreme. And here's what it's all about. When docking the PWC and fully roller supported, utilizing high performance 5-inch by 2-inch rollers and roller width and placement that's easily adjustable to accommodate different crafts, the platforms are made from expanded polystyrene and a marine foam, which increases the strength and leak elimination. The new port has flat anti-skid walking surfaces and an exclusive air pillow bow stop. Check it out, the new HP Extreme from Hydrohoist. You can get a hold of Joanne Clark at her office at Hydrohoist of the Ozarks, so right there on U.S. Highway 54, about 4 miles down from Lake Osage Beach down toward Camdenton. Check out the website, boatlift.com, or you can email her at jclark@boatlift.com, or simply give them a call, 573-346-7505. Well, last weekend, the Missouri State Highway Patrol Water Patrol Division reports 4 traffic fatalities, 0 boating fatalities, and no drownings over the July 4th holiday counting period. And, of course, a lot of that had to do with the fact that it rained for almost 2 days of the whole weekend. But pretty good statistics. Crashes this year, 11. Injuries, 6. No fatalities, no drownings. 11 BWIs picked up, and drug arrests, 15. Compared to last year when we had the no wake area, troopers investigated 6 boating crashes, including 4 injuries and 0 fatalities last year as well. 17 people were picked up for BWI over last year's event, over 2015's 4th of July holiday. Well, coming up a little bit later this morning, 8:30 until noon, the second Tuesday of every month from May through September, it's the Kayak Meetups. Sponsored by the Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance, and you can stop by Haha Tonka State Park down there outside of Camdenton. And you can call for more information this morning if you want, 573-346-2599, or just show up at the Haha Tonka State Park. They've got a launch ramp area down there today for the kayak meetup. Well, the last week of June, we had a special dedication and a christening ceremony for a brand new vessel. That's during tourist trips on Lake of the Ozarks from the Bagnell Dam. We welcome the Celebration 2 cruise boat.
Well, this is an historic evening tonight here on Lake of the Ozarks at the Bagnell Dam. As the, I guess I'm seeing double because there's another one of these on the other part of the lake. With us is the owner and operator of Celebration Cruise Lines, Captain Joe Harvey. Joe, tell us a little bit about this exciting moment. What are your thoughts right now?
Well, I'm happy to be here. Last year, I had the opportunity to buy Celebration Cruises, and then this year, the opportunity came up to get another boat and to put it up at the dam. And thanks to the efforts of Iguana, who is my landlord, Providence Bank, who is my lender, and numerous other people, including the crew, we were able to get this together, and we're a little late for the season, but we're officially underway tonight.
A long journey for this boat to get here?
The boat came down from Chicago. It had been in Chicago for the past 10 years, and they brought it down by water. They brought it down the Illinois River, the Mississippi, and then up the Missouri River as far as Jefferson City, where it had to be craned out and put on a flatbed trucks in two pieces. They took the upper half off and the lower half, and then we trucked it down to PB2 at Lake Ozark State Park, and then put it together and launched it there and got it up here.
Well, congratulations on launching the new ship, and we're excited about our celebration cruise tonight with guests of KRMS and 93.5 Rocks. A lot of our advertisers and clients have joined you, so we thank you again, Joe.
Yes, and thank very much for KMRS. They've been fantastic as far as helping us promote the boat, and we're very glad to be entertaining all of their customers and clients tonight. Very glad to have them on board.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Let's step over here and talk to Mayor Johnny Francesco from the city of Lake Ozark. And, you know, obviously this is a great boon and a big help to the Bagnell Dam Strip.
Oh, this is going to be great. And as a mayor of the city of Lake Ozark, I want to welcome the celebration to the Strip. It's going to be a fine attraction.
All right. Very good. Johnny, thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. And thanks to the city of Lake Ozark. And now let's move on. We've got Billy Moffitt with us, pastor. We're going to do a little christening ceremony here, very official, and it really is important. Let's have a few words of wisdom here from Pastor Billy Moffitt.
Lord, today we gather to send this vessel, Celebration 2, on her inaugural cruise from the Bagnell Dam on Lake of the Ozarks. We ask that you always care for and bring good fortune to her, to the owner, Captain Joe Harvey, and his family, the crew, the captains, and the guests. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. And now, the kind of the last thing that is appropriate, Dennis Klotzer is going to do this. We're popping the cork on champagne, and it's going to
pour it overboard.
Pour it overboard.
There it goes.
Hey! Pour a little on there.
A little on it.
Yeah. Not on the announcer, though, okay?
And a little for the captain.
Very good. Thank you so much, all of you. Appreciate it very much. Let's go for a boat ride.
And for more information on the celebration and the Celebration 2, just visit their website, cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. Well, it's time for a few minutes at Marine Max, and today we're going to be talking with Ben Venz, and we're going to talk about the Marine Max Wake Club.
He is the Nautique Ambassador here at Marine Max, and Ben, it's great to meet you, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, let's first talk about the Marine Max Wake Club, and you're doing some instructions, you're using the Nautique boat, and you've got classes coming up, but before we do that, we want to find out a little bit about you. So did you start out skiing, or did you go right to wakeboarding?
I learned how to ski once or twice, and then when I was about 14, I strapped on a wakeboard for the first time, and ever since then, I've been hooked.
You know, there's certain techniques that go with skiing. Both tandem and just single skis, and then there's certain characteristics that might carry over to wakeboarding. Is that sort of true, or is it completely opposite?
Yes and no.
So what you learned as a skier, did any of that go forward to help you be a better wakeboarder?
I was too young when I learned how to ski to know if that really helped or not, to be honest. But I think they would help one another, yes.
Okay. Now, wakeboarding's a relatively new sport, at least here at the lake, the last 2-3 years or whatever, but the Nautique boats are the ones that really make this thing happen. So tell us about the Nautiques that you use.
The Nautique boats are built for wakeboarding and wake surfing. They put off the best wake at 23 miles per hour and weight it down. At slower speeds, we surf about 12 miles per hour.
So it's not fast. It's in that sense, it's kind of slow, but it does give the person who's riding the board a chance to really enjoy the waves.
Yes, especially wake surfing. Wake surfing has gotten very popular in the last few years because the boat's only going about 11 miles per hour, and when you fall, it doesn't hurt, and it's very easy.
All right. Now, let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about kids or children that want to do this. What's sort of the youngest age that that you guys would be interested in taking somebody out?
Well, probably around the age of 10 years old, but that's not set in stone. If there's a, you know, younger kid that wants to learn how, then they're more than welcome to learn.
All right. And then on the other side of the scale, is there an age limit? And I don't want to call out any names, but is there anybody that, you know, is maybe too old to do it?
No, I think if you're willing to get out there and do it, definitely might want to start with surfing if it's a little easier on the body, but anyone can learn.
So with the classes, they start at 9 o'clock in the mornings, and it's, of course, based on space limited, and reservations are required. Looks like you've got a class today, July 9th, but the next one that you have scheduled is August the 27th. So how many people are you able to handle in one class, or do you have several classes on that day?
Usually we take six people for a four-hour session. More people are allowed to ride in the boat and watch and hang out, but usually we can only get about six lessons done in that four-hour time.
Okay.
Then we go out.
All right. And then what if somebody does want to, maybe that August 27th doesn't work, maybe they want to do it sooner. How do they get a hold of you to set up a class?
Call us here at Marine Max at 573-365-5382. Or email me at ben.venz@marinemax.com.
Dock safety coming up with Jeff Green on News Talk KRMS 1150 AM 97.5 104.9. We'll be right back.
The smartest long-tail catch you'll find is ho way, ho way, you must done. She's the lady say of the salty times. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run to me. Hey, rig a jig, she's jaunting free.
We're living our dream.
We're living simply and sustainably aboard a sailboat traveling the world.
We're visiting remote communities and raising awareness about the health of our oceans.
We're trawling the oceans for microplastic particles.
We're checking on the health of coral reefs and phytoplankton populations.
We're monitoring marine mammals and examining synthetic materials in fish.
We're Bass and Jamie Van Jones.
And we're proof that citizen science can save the world.
Hear all about our amazing adventures in salty times every week here on Boat Radio.
Stay salty.
You.
And the board of the ladies say, clear away the tack and let the boat join run.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames. From the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
We're on the hook in the no-wake zone. Captain Bob with you this morning. Thank you so much for being with us. Still ahead on the program. Well, we're just kind of getting started, aren't we? Jim Flannery's going to be here. He wrote a great article about recycling fiberglass boat hulls. We'll talk about the dead boat recycling problem coming up next. And then catfish hunter Captain Anthony Ford and his new boat called the Landing Craft Boat. We're going to learn all about that in the next hour as we continue on with the program. Coming up next, standing by, Jeff Green from Ameren. We're going to do a section on dock safety and GFIs and what to check around your dock. No matter where you might be, if you're in non-salt water, this would be a good segment to listen to because what Jeff has to say applies to pretty much anyone in fresh water. Speaking of fresh water, the unlimited on-water towing package from Towboat US is only $72 for the year. And I know I've been seeing some stuff floating around the internet and on Facebook and around Those guys from Boat US, Towboat US, have been very, very busy the last several days, actually, even past the 4th of July. Saw them towing a few boats back to their marinas or docks. 24-hour dispatch, 7 days a week, 365 for all kinds of problems you might run into out there. Towing, battery jump starts, soft ungroundings, fuel deliveries. They'll do it for you. And if you're listening to us this morning down at Grand Lake, getting ready for the Glock shootout, if you don't have a membership down there, they've got a Towboat US outfit, and they'll be more than happy to take care of you. You can go online to boatus.com and then look at the towing section, vessel assist, if you will. And then we also want to just give you the phone number here for locally at Lake of the Ozarks, 573-216-4701. That's 216-4701. That'll get you in touch with Captain Dave Anderson, and he can fix you up with a membership right over the telephone. $72 a year includes your membership to Boat US. Now, if you need screen printing for T-shirts or any kind of embroidery work for T-shirts or sports shirts to be worn for your organization or your company, I'm going to direct you to xlr8yourdesigns.com. They're a local business, and they used to be Show Me Shirts. They converted over and joined forces with XLR8, and I think you'll find them to be very hospitable when it comes to taking care of your needs for screen printing or embroidery work. Missy and Anita work side by side in there just about every day. You can check them out from 9 until 4 in the store, which is located right there in Camdenton on Highway 54, right across the street from the Stewart's Restaurant, and they're right next door to the new Wilkinson's Pharmacy right there. XLR8YourDesigns.com for screen printing, embroidery work, website, promotional items that you might need. Get a hold of them. They'll take care of you. They can do large and small jobs alike. That's XLR8YourDesigns.com. All right, Jeff Green was on the KB Morning Show recently here on the radio station talking about, I guess we're going to start with this one. We had some recent tingles in the water, and that, of course, is a sign of possibly electricity in the water. So we're going to talk about how this sort of all set itself up here at Lake of the Ozarks. A year ago, last weekend, we had flooding and that no-wake zone all across the lake. So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about that.
It's been a year, but we also had a lot of high water in December last year as well. Mm-hmm. So when you think about the things that can impact the electrical systems on docks, significant water fluctuations up and down can do that. We had a full winter drawdown this year, so we brought the lake all the way down to 654. A lot of those systems were damaged. We had a lot of dock ramp damage, and what traverses that dock ramp to get to the dock many times is the electrical system. So those are all things that need to be inspected. Dock owners need to be very, very diligent. Even though it's been a year, and I think most of those things have been fixed, a lot of those systems were immersed in water, so that can have not immediate impacts on that system working. It can take a long time for that moisture to equal some type of problem with either the GFCI or some other component of that electrical system. So that gets back to this point that is very important for all dock owners to understand, is that they are responsible for the electrical safety of their dock. They need to be diligent in inspecting their bonding and grounding systems. They need to be diligent in inspecting their GFCIs, and that ground fault circuit interrupter is the device that makes sure that those circuits are turned off if something bad happens. Many docks have a GFCI breaker, which turns the power off to the entire dock. In fact, that's a code requirement now, and folks need to be testing those as well. And if anything is unusual related to that, if a breaker's not holding or if it's constantly tripping, you know, they need to heed those warning signs. They don't want you don't want to use that dock until that is inspected and brought up to snuff, and they can hire a qualified electrician to make those improvements. They can get in touch with the fire district. As you know, we've partnered with the fire district since 2006. Mm-hmm. Vast improvements have been made to the electrical systems on docks lake-wide, especially within participating fire districts. There are areas that are outside of participating fire districts that you know, more responsibility falls on that homeowner to do those inspections. So that's a great point. Docks have been kind of run through the ringer in the past year, and people just need to be diligent and inspect those docks and make sure that everything's functioning properly.
And Jeff, one of the things that needs to be checked on a regular basis is the GFCI outlet. That's the ground fault circuit interrupter.
Some people test all of their GFCI receptacles and their primary GFCI breaker every time someone's swimming in the water. And I think something that's very important as you think about how that might relate back to some of the instances that we've had in the past where there were warning signs with many of these electrocutions. Either a breaker wasn't holding or its GFCI receptacle was nuisance tripping. And sometimes those, you know, there's a desire to enjoy the lake maybe more than heed the warning signs. Never, ever, ever bypass a GFCI receptacle. Mm-hmm. Never try to re-energize a breaker, either in the dwelling or at the seawall, while there are swimmers in the water. That electrical system will many times give you warning signs, and we need to heed those warning signs and just be smart.
And we'll get some final comments from Jeff now about, you know, inspections. Who should you call to get an inspection on your dock?
There's lots of professionals out there that can help people with those inspections and fix those problems. The fire districts are laser focused on this as well. We've been doing a lot of communicating early in the season about inspecting your dock, and we've transitioned that message. We've partnered with lakesafety.org in communicating now. You know, if you do feel a shock, you know, that's something that you need to think about too. If you do feel a shock in the water, you know, what are the steps that need to be taken there? You certainly don't swim towards the source of that shock. You need to get out of the water and swim away and get to the shore as quickly as possible. So there's lots of messages out there. The most important thing is for dock owners to be diligent in inspecting their docks, heeding the warning signs, making sure their docks are brought up to snuff. But if there is an instance where you do feel a shock, you know, get away from that dock. If there's a problem with the neighbor's dock, you need to report that to the local fire districts. Mm-hmm. You need to report that to local power providers as well, so they can be responsive to those situations. You need to remind your neighbors that there's requirements. You know, we get complaints all the time about folks that have docks that meet the standard, but they worry about their neighbor's dock and how that could impact folks recreating in that area. So that's important to remind your neighbors that they need to bring their docks up to snuff as well.
Absolutely great information from Jeff Green of Ameren, who appears regularly on the KB Morning Show, the Ozarks This Morning. That was a recent appearance on the radio station. And, you know, this would be a good time, I guess, to talk about Dock Lifeguard and the new Flood Buddy. These are two inventions by Dave Hotz at Dock Realty. First is Dock Lifeguard. It's a dock warning system that detects dangerous electrical hazards in the water. And it's got a kind of a loud buzzer on there that you can hear from a distance. And then also it's got a set of LED lights that sort of detect how much current might be in the water. The other one is a new device that is called the Flood Buddy. It's an automatic dock electrical disconnect. And it disconnects the power supply to the dock during flooded conditions. And if you're a homeowner that's not here all the time, or if you're here infrequently, this might be something very, very important to have for your dock. It does have an emergency shutoff button and, of course, a on-duty power button as well. It is your responsibility, like Jeff said, to maintain the safe dock for you and those around you. So be protected from electrical hazards on your dock caused by faulty wiring or damage from flooding. And you can do that by looking at the Dock Lifeguard and the Flood Buddy. You can do it by either visiting Dock Realty, which is up on the Bagnell Dam Boulevard, just before you, just right around the Marine Max area. You'll see the Dock Realty business up there. Or you can call them at 573-434-6453. You can also go online to docklifeguard.com for additional information. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Saturday morning. Glock weekend. It's the shootout down at Grand Lake. We'll be kicking off down there about 11 o'clock this morning. Coming up next in our program, we're going to talk about dead boat recycling. We're talking about fiberglass recycling with Jim Flannery. And later in the show, Captain Anthony Ford's going to be with us, talk about his new boat, the Landing Craft Boat, and his business, the Catfish Hunter. That's all coming up as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM. and on KRMSradio.com. We'll be right back.
This is Heather Lohe with the Boat Owners Association of the United States. We're celebrating our 50 years of service to America's boaters today. Thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.
Hi, I'm Dave Dempsey from Marine Intelligence. If you're the owner or captain of a superyacht, then you know how expensive internet can be. And yes, it's a ripoff. We've made it our mission to revolutionize the world of marine communications. We will find you the best price for your internet by comparing all major vendors. And we do that for free. That's right, no charge to the boat. It's a free service. We get you the best price for your yacht, whether it's just one boat or a fleet of boats, and all the savings will be passed on to you. We can save you over $1,000 US per meg. So stop doing what you're doing and visit marineintelligence.net now, before you forget.
...7:35 on Saturday morning, and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Yeah, we're here every Saturday morning. We thank you for being with us.
Yeah!
I agree. Coming up, we're going to talk about dead boat recycling. That's kind of a weird phrase, but it's basically fiberglass recycling. Jim Flannery is going to be our guest, and he'll be on our Boat U.S. guest line shortly. You know, it's the middle of summer, and yes, it is, and we got to think about winter. And what you're going to do with your boat. You need a new boat cover. You need a new interior. You need your interior fixed or replaced. A vinyl replacement or a complete redesign. Now's the time to get in touch with Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. I know it's way out, but that's the way they work. You need to get on their list and have them come by and do an estimate. And then they'll tell you exactly when things are going to happen and how they're going to go down. And it's a very good process. They've been doing it for years. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Give Paradise Pete a call at 573-216-7214. And what he'll do is set an appointment. He'll go out and take a look, and then he'll get you a good quote and a timetable for when the work can be done and when you can expect to have your boat cover or your interior done or vice versa, whatever it might be. But they'll do it for you. Give them a call, 573-216-7214, for some great before and after pictures. Take a look at their website, paradiseupholstery.com.
Today, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about recycling. Now, we recycle glass and plastic and metals and tires and styrofoam like that holds up our docks. But what about fiberglass and gel coat? Well, that's another whole issue. Article written recently in the Trades Only Today magazine, The Dead Boat Disposal Crunch, the writer, Jim Flannery. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you on the show and to talk a little bit about this issue, because I know in many parts of the country, ours is not excluded, there are boat yards sitting with fiberglass boats sitting there and nothing you can do with them other than put them in a landfill, and that's not a good idea. But before we talk about your article and kind of what you discovered, tell us a little bit about Jim and your senior writing for Trades Only, but some other publications too.
Yeah, I write for Soundings Magazine and Soundings Trade Only, Angler's Journal, which is a fishing magazine. All of these are part of the Active Interest Media marine group. And so I've been writing for Soundings and Soundings Trade Only for about 30 years. Angler's Journal is a new magazine, so I've just started writing.
Well, that company has Power and Motor Yacht, which many of our listeners might know about, Yachts International, Sail Magazine, and then, of course, Soundings and Trade Only are sort of marine industry-type publications. Jim, how did you discover, you know, this this issue that started with a gentleman from down in Texas? Tell us about that.
Just about as long as I've been writing for Soundings, folks have been saying, well, what are we going to do about all of these fiberglass hulls that are out there? They're virtually indestructible. They don't decompose like wood does. They're just taking up space. How are we going to recycle these things? And over the years, I have written several times about the problem, but what brought me, what refocused my attention on it recently was reading, I think it was online, about a conference in Europe where several European nations representatives got together to talk about yacht fiberglass recycling, and they have made some headway, although they're still facing some challenges there, primarily cost recycling, but they are ahead of us, as they do tend to be in matters related to conservation and environment. So that got me thinking about, well, where have we come over the last few years? So that I started making some inquiries, and I, of course, found out that we really haven't gotten that far yet. And you mentioned Pat Zagar. He's one of the guys I talked to. He's in the boat salvage business in Houston, Texas. He got into it after Hurricane Ike in 2008, which caused about $200 million of damage to boats. So he wound up with a lot of boat hulls. He stripped the boats, cleaned up the parts, and got into the parts recycling, reselling business. But, you know, he was never able to really figure out how to recycle the hulls themselves. 3 years ago, I think, he decided he was going to move his boat salvage business. And he had 200 hulls on his property, and he searched high and low for a boat recycler who would take them, maybe pay him a little for it, or maybe even take them for free and recycle the boats. He couldn't find anybody who would do that. He searched around for a way to perhaps recycle them himself. He did find a company in Florida that manufactures a grinder, fiberglass grinder, that turns pieces of fiberglass into fiber resin powder. But he decided it really wasn't worth the $100,000 to buy that machine, because they're just the market for recycled fiberglass was too small and too fragmented, and the price for recycled fiberglass was too low. So he wound up, as many of us do, dumping his old boats in a landfill, and it cost him $40,000 to trash them.
Yeah, it's really a big problem, because, you know, the landfills are getting full, they're running out of space, and this material just doesn't disintegrate. I mean, it lasts and lasts and lasts. And, of course, you know, we've had various hurricanes like the one he described at Ike, the several up and down the East Coast, you know, that, and then just the regular cycle of boats getting old and people either dumping them or putting them in the backyard and they're just sitting there and you know, it really is a big issue. So you talk about the Europeans and some ideas that they've had. Any of those prosperous right now that you know of?
I guess Sweden and Norway and Denmark, Spain, France, those folks are making some headway. The French have established a network of 52 what they call yacht disposal points along their coast, and these are places where a boat owner can drop off his boat and pay them to recycle it. And what these yacht disposal points do is they clean up the boat, they take off all the parts, they dismantle it, and then they turn it over to a recycling company, which grinds the fiberglass down, as I said before, the fibers and the powdered resin, and then they mix that with virgin fiberglass, and they can make different kinds of fiberglass products out of it. So here in this country, I think we are making some pilings and fence posts and manhole covers, boardwalk plants, and parking stops. But in any case, they are doing this, and the French alone over the last 7 years have recycled, I think, 4,000 boats this way. But there is a problem, the disposal prices. If I walked into one of these disposal places, they would charge me $1,600 on average to recycle my 32-foot boat, or $2,400 for a 52-foot fiberglass yacht. And that's a lot of money. Only about 10% of the folks that walk into these places that get a quote actually wind up recycling their boat because it's so expensive. So now the Europeans, the people at this conference, were talking about, well, what can we do to alleviate the cost, to, I guess, subsidize the cost. They talked about, well, maybe having the government taxpayers foot the bill. But they also talked about the industry developing some kind of a scheme for raising money for boat disposal by maybe charging a fee that is incorporated into the sales price of the boat at every step along the way.
Yeah, I was just thinking as you were talking about that, I was thinking, you know, we didn't mention batteries. You know, when you get a new battery, you're charged for some kind of a fee to begin with, and then you get that back when you bring the old battery. I mean, it works. Styrofoam is, I think, the most recent one that we've seen some recycling efforts on. In fact, I think it's a company from Europe that developed the technology and the piece of equipment that's now here at Lake of the Ozarks at Lake Area Industries, and they're doing some styrofoam recycling there. I hope somebody will jump out there as an entrepreneur and maybe come up with a plan. You know, they recycle tires and they put those on roadways now. Maybe they could recycle fiberglass and make docks out of them, or pilings, or, like, say, just about any other type of a product, or recycle them back into new boat products. Jim Flannery's been our guest, senior writer for the Trade Only Today and other publications. Jim, we thank you so much for your research and your story, and we appreciate you joining us on the show this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Bob.
And thank you again, Jim. Do appreciate it. Interesting topic, and we'll be watching that one. Have you ever heard of a landing craft boat? Well, it's a new manufactured product. Catfish hunter Captain Anthony Ford is joining us next on our Boat U.S. guest line on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, right here on News Talk KRMS 1150 AM. We're on 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, live streaming audio, krmsradio.com, and a repeat of the show tonight, 6 o'clock on boatradio.net. We'll be right back. Stand by.
This is Ken Little, president of Glock Performance Boat Challenge. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Longtail catch you'll find it. Ho way, ho way, you must hunt. She's the lady say of the salty times. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run to me. Hey, rig a jig, she's a jaunting free.
We're living our dream.
We're living simply and sustainably aboard a sailboat traveling the world.
We're visiting remote communities and raising awareness about the health of our oceans.
Patrolling the oceans for microplastic particles.
We're checking on the health of coral reefs and phytoplankton populations.
We're monitoring marine mammals and examining synthetic materials in fish.
We're Bass and Jamie Van Jones.
And we're proof that citizen science can save the world.
Hear all about our amazing adventures in salty times every week here on Boat Radio.
Stay salty.
You.
And the board of the ladies sing. Clear away the tack and let the boat join run.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames. From the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures, I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Good morning to the 25,000 boat docks sitting in the lake. The Lake of the Ozarks I'm talking about. And good morning to you wherever you might be listening to the program. We thank you for joining us on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Coming up, Captain Anthony Ford is going to be joining us on the Boat U.S. guest line to talk about landing craft boats and his business called Catfish Hunter. Well, you know, beavers at the dam is right in the middle of their 100 days of summer, and they'll continue tonight with a great band called the Rippers from Kansas City, starting at 8 o'clock. On Sunday night, 8 p.m., DJ Jimmy will be there to perform as well and keep you entertained. You know, of course, Beavers at the Dam is located right down there at the Bagnell Dam, Lake of the Ozarks. They've got 60 boat slips ready for you to slide on in and get some food, get some beverages, and relax and enjoy some of the entertainment they have there. And Beavers also now is serving breakfast at the dam from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on weekends, so stop by. The Bloody Mary bar is always open, and if you try one of their mimosas, they've got some pretty good ones, I understand. They've got big breakfast platters and omelets as well, and some side dishes that are scrumptious, it looks to me like. So try them out. Beavers at the dam for breakfast, and then come back for some great entertainment right there on the Bagnell Dam Strip. Now, right up the street from there, if you need to rent a boat, for example, they've got party boats, they've got tri-tunes, speed boats, PWCs, fishing boats, and they've got those flyboards there too if you're interested in doing that. Call for reservations. John Knight will answer the phone when you call 888-773-2199 or locally 365-2399. You can talk to John. He'll set you up for reservations to rent your boat from Iguana Water Sports. That's who you're going to be talking to. The Boat Rental Gurus, they've got the newest and largest fleet of boats at the lake with three locations to serve you. Right down there on the Bagnell Dam Strip. They've also got one on the North Shore at the 5.5-mile marker in Rocky Mount. And also the newest location is over there at the Grand Glaze Bridge location right down from the Topsider. Iguana Water Sports, iguanawatersports.com is the website. Or give them a call again, 573-365-2399 to make your reservation.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues this morning, and you know, we don't normally talk about fishing on this program, but this story is kind of interesting to me, and I thought we would dive in a little bit and talk about a new boat called a landing craft boat, and the owner of that and catfishingguide.com is Anthony Ford. Anthony, it's good to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Well, you and I met at a captain's class, and your story is kind of interesting, so we want to talk a little bit about the work that you do, not only at Lake the Ozarks, but at Truman and some other lakes and waterways and rivers and streams that you go on. So, you know, first tell me a little bit about your background. How long have you been doing the catfishing guide business?
Well, my big thing is spoonbill season, and I believe this last year is my 16th year has been pretty much a full-time fishing guide.
There's quite a demand, it seems like, for guides these days, and is that that's brought a lot of guys into that business, hasn't it?
It has. For the cost of a day of fishing is and what new boats and fishing gear and stuff cost, I think that's really become a big reason for it.
Now, you recently invested in a brand-new boat, landing craft boat. Now, I'd never heard of this, but tell me, you know, describe this to us.
Okay, it's a 27.5-foot boat. It has twin engines on the back of it. The reason for twins is reliability, the biggest part. The boat empty weighs about 7,000 pounds. It's full enclosure. the biggest thing about this boat is it has a hydraulic front end where the front gate opens down ground level where you can load an ATV on it or a wheelchair person or a handicap. It's completely handicap accessible.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks like, we just passed D-Day where they showed the landing craft that were, heading to the beach, and the front panel of the boat comes down, kind of the bow of the boat opens up, and that's kind of what it you describe. It sounds like that, doesn't it?
It's exactly that. It's just a little smaller version.
Right. Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about, where some of your customers want to go fish, and it's not just on Truman and Lake of the Ozarks.
I fish all over Missouri, any tributary to Truman or Lake of the Ozarks. In the last few years, I've started fishing a lot more on the Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee River. I spend over a month in Alabama down on the Tennessee River fishing down there from Christmas till after the first year, or up into February. So that's a big part of and where I'm trying to go with my business now is expanding out, more so after the bigger trophy fish.
Right. Well, Warsaw, the Truman Lake area particularly, is known for its great fishing, and, of course, some of those other waters you described certainly are as well. Now, going on to some of those larger, like the Mississippi and the Missouri and those, down into Alabama and so on, it challenges someone that's driving the boat to be a licensed captain, and I think more and more of them are maybe looking at that. You and I both have been through the Worldwide Marine Training Course and have passed the tests and have gotten our Coast Guard licenses. So tell me about your license. What all do you have attached to that?
I went in and got my Master Captain's license. I think I got the 50-ton, and I also had the tow endorsement added. The biggest thing I can see about the captain's license on the Missouri or Mississippi is your navigation. If you don't know much about it, it can really be a challenge staying in buoys. I think it's a great thing. I know guys spend a lot of time on the water and think they know a lot about it, but until you go through this class, you really don't think you realize how important what you learn in that class is.
Well, and with the experience you have and now the knowledge that you have acquired through the training and that, it's not just a book course. It's not an online course. It's really a very, very long, detailed course. But now that you've got that, you certainly could, charge more, I guess, your customers because of your knowledge and your safety features that you can also add.
Well, me and a couple of buddies took off this last winter and went out to the Chesapeake Bay to catfish. And I got to say, that is when it really opened my eyes up how important that class was. Because if you've never been in like the Chesapeake Bay with all the day markers and buoys, I picked up on it right away. But the guys that were with me, I mean, they're like, "What's that mean? What's that mean?" I was like, it was almost overwhelming. Even knowing what they were, just navigating the Chesapeake Bay. So it was well worth my time just knowing what I learned in that class, making it out that far east.
Absolutely. Well, safety certainly a big factor when you're taking people out on a boat for hire. Catfishingguide.com is the website, and Anthony Ford's been our guest. Anthony, good talking to you, man. Best of luck out there. Be safe, and good fishing to you.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
If you're on a dock or shore and someone in the water says they're being shocked, what do you do? Safe Electricity urges don't jump in. Throw them afloat. Urge them to swim away from anything that could be energized. And try to turn off the source of the power quickly. Do not get in yourself. Jumping into energized water could make you a victim too. Learn more about electric shock drowning at safeelectricity.org.
Well, there's a couple of great safety messages for you. If you feel a shock, swim away from the dock and be sure you have your life jackets and all other safety gear that you might need before you head out today.
I want to thank our other sponsor on the program today that we want to mention, and that's Calypso. They're the pirate ship that's cruising the Lake of the Ozarks with all kinds of exciting treasure hunt adventures, sunset cruises, private charters as well. And you can get a hold of them by going to jollycharters.com. Or for more information, call 573-392-0700. I want to send out a thanks to Captain Scallywag for joining us aboard the Celebration 2 cruise last week. We had the, actually it's 2 weeks ago now. It was back there in June. We had that first cruise of the brand new Celebration cruise boat down by the dam, and Captain Scallywag jumped aboard and helped keep things under control and fed off, you know, all those pirates that were trying to get on board too. So thank you. We do appreciate that. They have a great amount of fun, and people talk about it for a long, long time after they're done. The kids love it too. JollyCharters.com. 573-392-0700 is the telephone number, and that'll get you right in there. Make your reservations for the Calypso. Hey, we're at Glock this weekend down in Grand Lake, Oklahoma. We'll have some more reports on that coming up next week. But thanks to our guest this week, Captain Anthony Ford. Thanks a lot, Anthony. Best luck to you. Jim Flannery, thank you. Jeff Green. And thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be back next Saturday morning. See you then. Same time, same boat channel. Until then, we'll see you out on the lake.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly from Skipper's Review, and you're listening to Boat Radio.